John is correct. We did chapter 22 last week, which was prayer works. I call it prayer tools now because everybody got so confused with prayer works, like it prayer works. Well, I wrote it like a clock works, like W-E-R-K-S, like a machine, prayer works, and how to make the machine of your prayer work. But unfortunately, I had unwittingly skipped chapter 21, which is the basis of chapter 22, which is simply prayer. Prayer. So prayer tools come after I identify what prayer is. So we do take a step back. I did actually skip that chapter, and I can't do that. Prayer tools will fit perfectly with chapter 21, prayer. Prayer. In these times of terrible trouble, without prayer, our hotline to Jesus is replaced by what? Chaos and fear. The world is, if you are aware of the world, which we all are, it can become a thought of terror of what could possibly happen. It could possibly change in my mind from fear, chaos, terror, all those things without Jesus, without a hotline to Jesus, be able to pray to him. And you will learn here, as I did in chapter 21, that he is always there listening. He promises that. And I've told you before that God cannot lie. And so if he tells you he's there, he is there. Chapter 21, prayer. How do I make money? Praying, you might ask. I don't know. I don't know how I make money praying. I do know that I have more propensity to lose money and my sanity when I quit praying, becoming too busy for God, right? Right? Becoming too busy for God. And I have a propensity of making mistakes. So when I find myself in that headspace, I lose my way. I get confused, listen to the wrong voices around me, right? The wrong people, and do more stupid things than usual. That's what happens to me without prayer. If I'm busy praying, I generally don't make as many mistakes, right? Savings I keep because I'm in my right mind more often. Savings of money, savings of time. Praying can keep me from squandering time, money, attention, abusing tax laws for my benefit, cash deals to beat employment tax, income tax, or workers' comp. Yeah, those things come to my mind when I'm not praying. What kind of prayer person are you? Are you an emergency prayer warrior? God, please get me out of this. Are you an intermittent prayer warrior? God, I know you're busy. I only pray occasionally for really important things. Are you an arrogant believer, an arrogant prayer believer? I have my own special relationship with God. I find him in nature and in my coffee in the morning. I know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make fun. I just have heard an awful lot in my life. And I've come to I've heard an awful lot of excuses of how to have a relationship with God instead of just how he asked me to do it. I've heard excuses. He just, in this Bible today, in this study, I'll just touch on a few points, the way he asks you to do it. And so it's easy to make fun, but it's also easy for me to remember what a mess I was in when I just need to do things like the master tells me. Just pray and talk to God. There's one thing that is consistent to me in the Bible. God talks and works with his people all the time. All the time. Unless they stop working and talking to him, right? Does he care what I'm talking about? Really? Well, yes, he does. Yes, he does. Scripture tells me that. He cares, all of it. He cares, including the dumb stuff. So if you think it's dumb, he's still interested in that. He listens to any and all discussions, wants, desires, fears, angers, pleadings, emergencies, or whatever. The things you can't talk about, he listens to everything. He's up for it. He really is. He doesn't mind listening. And he really doesn't mind working with you through all of your weirdness, through all of my weirdness. He doesn't mind working through it with me. He likes it. He loves you and me, and he's available. Jeremiah 29:12. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. There it is, right there. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Remember, he can't lie. So this is not a lie. He is always faithful. Last week, as I said, I skipped the chapter and went right to prayer tools, right? Well, you can't really understand prayer tools or be as fun. It's not as fun until you understand prayer itself. I need to pay attention for sure and follow the order that we do these things in. There's a reason for this order. And that reason is it was inspired to me. I couldn't write this without God. I couldn't write all these things down, and these things occur to me without God in heaven caring about me. Well, let's stay back in 21 in prayer. Why do I need prayer? Why do I need it? Well, like you, I make so many mistakes that I need a 24-hour-a-day hotline with the creator of the universe to unravel all my problems that are generally my fault. Now, granted, right now the world is not my fault. What's going on in the world is not my fault, but I need to check in with him because it's so crazy that I get scared. I don't know what to do, so I have to stay close to him. Now, if I'm really on my game, I can actually call him up and talk to him about the good stuff that's happening, right? The good stuff. And give him all the credit and praise for the good stuff that's happening. Sometimes we make the mistake of praying for money, property, and prestige, right? I mean, we don't mean it like that, but that's what it is, right? We pray for money, for property, prestige. We pray for the things we want. We put those things sometimes ahead of God, as if when we get this or that, then we'll have time for him, right? We put things ahead of God. We don't mean to, but we just say as soon as we get, you know, it, we'll have time for him. I know, I get it. And I know and get that we have to do that sometimes. Well, I know and I get it that I gotta stop it. I gotta stop that. I gotta stop asking him for things. He knows what's best for me. Luke 12:15, he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." We have free will, and with it, we cause our own headaches. I cause my own headaches with my own free will, all of it. Pestilence, well, as a people, as a world, we've caused our own problems with pestilence, pollution, civil unrest, marriage, divorce, murder, abuse, war, thievery. The list, unfortunately, is a long one. God, however, always says the same thing. Hebrews 13:5. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Look, I know better than anybody that I want to do the things I want to do. I'm directed to do the things I want to do by me. God made me, and he knows I'm passionate about doing this or that, and I want this or that, and I want to look good, and I want to be good, and I want everybody to know I'm good, and I want you to like me and love me, and I want all that. He knows that. He knows that. But in my prayer to him, he tells me, let's use that, and instead of you wanting to look good for you, you want to look good for me. He tempers that in me. It took me a long time. He teaches me that all the time. I know he teaches that to you. I know it's hard. I know that I can't come from a pedestal and say, well, you know, you better get it together. You better get it together and start becoming humble. I have not been humble in my life. I have done so many things because I wanted to look good. I didn't realize that that was against God, and I don't know if it was exactly against God. I was learning about me. Well, the point is here's where we are now. And with a conversation with God, I can begin to understand better what needs to be done, really. When I pray to him, there's an immediate feeling that he is with me. on this project called life. What did Prince say? This thing called life, right? Right. When people say, hey, I pray and nothing happens. Half the time, he's so slick, he's already answered the prayer and you don't even know it. Psalm 91, 5-8. This is cool. You will not fear the terror of night. This is when you're with God. Dig this, man. Dig what he says. Psalm 91, 5-8. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Wow. Seems like this is a guy you want to hang around, right? This is the guy. All the time when I was thinking, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this, I needed to learn to say, Lord, be with me, direct me. When I feel that he's not listening, I know I'm incorrect, but I didn't know that all the time. I'm learning more and more every day. When I feel he's not listening, I know I'm incorrect. And I keep talking to him about other stuff. You know, break it up a little, right? Try not to keep hammering him about. I try not to keep hammering him about the thing I want. The thing. Give me the thing. Are you listening about the thing? You haven't answered me about the thing. The thing, the thing, the thing that I want. The thing. Yes, he has heard me about the thing. And he's already handled it. So I got to remember to try and stop telling the master of the universe how I would prefer he handled the thing, whatever thing it is. 1 John 5:15, and if we know that he hears whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked him for. Oh, gosh, that's great, isn't it? If we know that he hears what we ask, we know that we have what we've asked him for. Your life and your business have a lot of situations. Talk to him about all of it. Now, look, that doesn't mean that I stop asking and praying, but I'll talk about that in a second. I'll talk about it in a second. Your life and your business have a lot of situations. Talk to him about all of it, all of it, all of it. And how you feel, good stuff, bad stuff, normal stuff, challenging stuff, new stuff, old stuff, stuff. When I do that, it takes away from the old saying, he's not answering me. Like I said, he's probably already onto other stuff, and he wants you to get onto other stuff too. He's already answered me, and I keep requesting because I can't see it because I'm not paying attention, right? I got to stop that. Now, look, it doesn't mean that I don't keep praying for a situation. My children, my friends, my country, my president. That's like being with God. When I pray for my country in this crazy world and the president, the seat of the president, it's not whether I like the guy or not. There's a guy in an office, in a chair, and he is president of this country, and this globe is depending on him. I got to pray for that guy whether I like him or not. My children, my friends, my country, that's like being with God. When I pray like that, it's like being with God on the front lines. I'm being with him. I'm being what he called in Scripture in the gap, as it's said in the Bible, the gap. Praying for the safety and love of God for those you love and those you don't. That's a powerful prayer, more powerful than give me the thing, God, the thing, the thing, the thing I want. Ezekiel 22:30, I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. Oh, that's scary, man. I don't want him to find no one. I want to say, hey, I'm here, Lord. Put me in. I'm here. I'm here. And I know that John's looking for that scripture right now because there is a scripture that says, put me in, God. Put me in, Lord. Put me in. Listen to that scripture. Isn't it scary? Like when the times that we're in, I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it. But I found no one. Wow. In these times, that's a scary scripture. I hope he continues to find people to pray in the gap for all of us. Listen, don't get me wrong. You can pray for whatever you want. He's asking in Ezekiel 22:30 that you care for others, for your country and the people in it, and the hope for others and the grace, the hope for others in the grace of the Lord. When I do that, I'm involved, man. I'm with him on the front lines, like I said, of life and goodness in the Lord. Good for you and me, Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Oh, dig it, man. Dig it. Dig it. We know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Doesn't that give you hope? Doesn't that make you feel better? Look, man, things take time. Prayer takes time. Your brain takes time. Change takes time. Like the world. Like the world, it takes time for a whole world to change. Watch God work along the way. Praying along the way is challenging. Lord, I pray for my child. Lord, I pray for my temper. Lord, I pray for understanding because I just don't get it. I don't get it. Those prayers take time. And in the time and conversation with the Lord, there can be many lessons he shares with us and teaches many lessons that make us better. Look, this is my experience. It's not a theory or a generality. This is my historical evidence with God. He is patient. We, of course, are not. Right? We're not patient. And sometimes that is a lesson in and of itself. Did you ever hear me mention your head's a dangerous neighborhood? Don't go down there by yourself. It can be crazy sometimes. And sometimes there's so much going on. I don't know what to pray for. Sometimes I don't know what to pray for. It's so nuts, I don't know what to pray for. And Scripture tells me he's got that covered too. So I can keep praying. I can stay contacted to God even though I don't know what to pray about. Romans 8:26, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Holy Toledo, can I say it again? In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Man, I don't know what that means exactly, but it sounds cool. When I cry for my children, for my loved ones, for a loss in my life, for myself and my own stupid failures, I put my head in my hands, and maybe I heard a sound like that from myself, a groan of the things that are so sad for me. For the Holy Spirit to feel that way for me and to appeal to the Lord for me with such a need for me, praying that I be comforted, to be peaceful in my trials, and God to be there. Awesome. Awesome. This is prayer, kids. This is chapter 21, prayer. Prayer is powerful, man. You pray, the Holy Spirit prays, Jesus is there for you, prays to the Father for you. Oh, this is seriously powerful stuff. We're lined up with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in ourselves, in our destiny, in our lives with God, in our lives with each other. Woo! 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Apparently, he thinks it's cool too. And he wants you to do it. So it must be good for you because the scripture before that says he does all things for those who love him good. He brings it all together for you. A powerful weapon in your arsenal against all things that stand against you. Your loved ones, the world, your faith, your future, your children, your life. A powerful weapon in your arsenal against those things that stand against you. They stand against your loved ones, the world. It stands against your faith, your future, your children, your life. Prayer. Listen, man, sin and life's challenges are never going to go away, are they? No matter what happens, we wake up every day to a world that's crazier than it was an hour before. It's never going to go away. I need the hotline number to the King. So when do I pray? I pray for you. Yeah, you. Put your name there. I pray for you all the time. I pray when I'm sad. I pray when I'm happy. I pray when I'm in a jam. I pray when sin is all around me and I'm in it. I pray for our country, our president. I pray for people that make me mad. I pray for people that disappoint me. I pray just to pray. And all I say is, you know everything. I don't know what to pray about, but I want to be here with you. I want to be here with you. I don't know what to pray about today. I'm a mess. I just want to be here with you today. Prayer clarifies the problems for me, whatever the problems are. How can that affect the bottom line, you might think? We're just making money with God, right? Making money with God. How can that affect the bottom line? Well, it certainly makes me aware of better things, correct? It makes me aware, much more aware, critically aware. Don't be arrogant. Don't think you got this. I thought I had it. I got this. I didn't have nothing. How many people have I caused grief? How many money problems? Just think about that for a second. How many people have you caused grief? How many money problems have you created? How many times did you ask Jesus before you pulled a fast one? Remember that? I definitely remember my shenanigans and how many times he saved me from myself and my great ideas because I didn't check with him. I didn't know how to check in with him. I didn't realize that I could and that I had a power greater than myself that could help me and would help me and will help me and was standing there waiting to help me. I didn't know that I could pray to him moving forward for anything and everything, especially to do what he wants. I didn't know that. Well, I know it now. And I still got to struggle to ask him, especially when I'm under fire. And it's going, right? It's going. Things are happening. Life is happening. Bam, 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 bam. It's hard to stop and say, Jesus, help me. Well, yes, it is. So what's the solution for that? Well, to get prayed up in the morning. When I get up in the morning, I try to study every morning and say my prayers every morning. Study, say the prayer, study. So that when I'm in it, as they say, I'm prayed up. Praying to him moving forward for anything and everything, especially to do what he wants. You know, God's gifts are so perfect, we hardly even notice sometimes. When we pray consistently, daily, weekly, it's easy to see what he's doing. Specifically for you. It's easy to see what he's doing. For the world and specifically in your life and your children and you. Prayer changes my brain. It'll change yours too. I know you already know that. I'm talking to people that pray. 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. It's kind of a story about a buddy of mine that I kind of like. Okay, 1 Chronicles 4, 9, 10. Little story. Now, Jabez. Dude's name was Jabez. Is that a cool name? Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. Can you imagine your mom naming you because I bore him in pain? Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. You see, back then, it looks like they still prayed for money, property, and prestige. Well, you see what Jabez did there? He said, I would pray and bless me that enlarge my territory. But he also prayed that your hand be with me and that you would keep me from evil and that I may not cause pain. Now that, I would say, is why. The scripture says, so God granted him what he requested. He said, I'm good with enlarge my territory. Give me more stuff, right? More territory, enlarge me. But that your hand be with me and you keep me from evil and that I may not cause pain. Now that is a part of the prayer that sometimes we forget when we're asking for stuff. Am I right? Well, he did it for Jabez and he's already done it for you and me. Jesus gave us the words to pray. In case you want to know, the apostles didn't know how to pray sometimes either. They asked him, so how do you pray? Matthew 6:9-13. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. It is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven other debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Oh, isn't that beautiful? These are the words of Jesus. This then is how you should pray. Right there, he says it. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven other debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Oh, wow. Can you imagine what would happen if everybody just started praying? Can you imagine? As Billy Graham once said, there's enough prayer in this room to change the world. Wow. 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Oh, dig that part. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. We have confidence that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. According to his will, he hears us. Didn't say he does it. It says he hears us. So if you're saying, I need this, that, and the other thing, but your will be done. Jesus said it when he was afraid in his prayer. Let this cup pass me. Before he was crucified, let this cup pass me. But your will be done, right? Your will be done. We have to say, this is what we're praying about. But your will be done, right? I have to learn how to do that. Revolution and evolution. Revolution, evolution. I definitely had to figure out how to revolt against myself and evolve. Revolution, evolution. I definitely had to figure out how to revolt against myself and evolve. Let the Lord bring in the correct ways. Pray. Chapter 21. My Lord, we set this lesson at your feet. In the holy name of Jesus, we ask that you receive our request in prayer to you, Messiah, our Savior. Thy will be done. Amen. That is your chapter 21, prayer 21. Now, if you went right into chapter 22 to prayer tools, why, it fit perfect. I don't know who was teaching last week, but I need to talk to him about staying and paying attention. All right, chapter 21, prayer 2021. John, I think it's time to boogie on into the day.